You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
Let's talk about Jesus Christ Superstar.
No.
We have
no,
to.
No, Thabo, no.
We have to talk
no,
about
No, Thabo.
We have to talk about it.
Okay, so it's 2025, right? And in 2025, it's back. The musical is back. And this time, they cast a woman. A bisexual woman to play Jesus.
Some people love it, and others are calling it straight up blasphemy.
So, Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical, was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice in the early 1960s. It then hit Broadway in 1971. The story tells the last week of Jesus' life, told through the eyes of Judas Iscariot. It questions Jesus's. It questions the divinity. It questions the divinity of Jesus, omits the resurrection, and it places an emphasis on political and human drama rather than on the purpose and mission of Jesus to save humanity from sin and death.
And notice, no one's reimagining Muhammad or Buddha in a 70s rock musical, right?
Quite something to see.
It's Jesus that keeps getting reinterpreted again and again.
I wonder why.
Why? Because if the enemy is going to attack anything, it's going to be the truth that actually saves.
Yeah, the truth.
Yeah.
So, do you think God is like slightly concerned, like stressing out right now about like all of this? I don't think so.
No.
Why? Because he is actually able to bring good in all situations.
Yes.
The good, the bad, and even the ugly.
Exactly. And it's sometimes even in the most unexpected places. Even a person reading the Quran can end up meeting Jesus.
Bobby Houston actually shared how Jesus Christ Superstar was part of her journey to faith. So she actually taped the songs on the radio and listened to the music over and over again. And God actually used that to stir something within her just a few weeks before she actually gave her life to Christ. She does say, however, that today the world is a lot different to what it was back in the 1970s. It's a lot more woke and a lot more polarized. Yeah. However, we must remember that God can actually work good through anything, even this. We must not underestimate him. Her words stuck with me. Be known for what you are for, not for what you're against. Sometimes shedding light isn't actually about throwing judgments, but rather about being so full of love that you draw people out of their darkness. Sometimes shining light is not about throwing judgment, but rather about being so full of love that you draw people out of their darkness.
Damn, that is true. And history proves this.
It does.
Look at the Passion of the Christ. Mel Gibson intentionally created a spiritual environment on set.
Yeah.
Daily Mass, Confession, Communion. And actually, the actor that played Judas was an atheist. He was before
they started filming, yeah.
And by the end of filming, he became a Catholic and even baptized his kids.
Plus, the actor who played Barabbas said that when looking into Jim Caviezel's eyes during the shoot, he actually saw Jesus and was completely changed after that. And there was a crew member who was struck by lightning twice and was like, yo, I need to change my life.
I need to change my life.
Even Jesus Christ Superstar itself has had powerful turnarounds. Jeff Fenholt, the original Broadway Jesus of 1971. Later, became a Christian and an evangelist.
What?
And when asked to return for a reunion performance, refused and said, I can't play this role anymore as it misrepresents the one whom I now worship.
So even when dark forces try to mock Christ out of being the savior, he is still able to use it for his good. Mm-hmm. That's what he did at the cross, and that's what he continues to do.
People have gotten saved because of Jesus Christ Superstar, which was a blatant mockery. Who knows? A gay person might go watch this out of pride support and actually end up encountering the real Christ.
Mm.
So, let's leave the judging up to God. And in the words of Bobby, light is not militant, but rather it's embracive and loving.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio.
Become part of the Active FM family today. Go check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.